In the new version of the SANS data reduction, there is an improved, hopefully better way of assigning transmission files to scattering files so that the transmissions can be calculated and written into the data files. A few of the improvements are, once the empty beam or beam center file is selected and the box is set, simply selecting that transmission file, that empty beam at 15 meters, and then from the SANS beta menu selecting fill empt using selection, we'll paste this file name into all of the transmissions, since this empty beam measurement is the reference file for all the transmission measurements. The next step is simply to assign the correspondence between the transmission file names and the scattering file names. In this case, run 26 is 0.1% silica plus CTAB in a contrast matching solvent, which should match and should be pasted into the transmission file names of the first four runs here, 35, 38, 30, and 39. This would normally be done by cutting and pasting. How it can be done now is by selecting this single transmission file and allowing it to try and guess using the first number of characters in the transmission file label and try and match that to an appropriate sample label. So for instance, if we guess using the first 12 characters, a dialog box pops up and says those first 12 characters matched these six files, four of them being correct files, two of them being incorrect. What we need to do is try again and use more characters when we guess. In this case, try 21 characters, and in fact now that file matches the correct four files. If we now say assign transmission files, it will make the assignments and then immediately calculate the transmissions. If you make a mistake or the guess is wrong and the improper transmission files are assigned to a scattering file, you can simply correct the mistake by selecting one or multiple files, and then from the SANS beta menu, choose the selection Clear Selected Trans Assignments. This will remove the selection, remove the assignment from the scattering files, and set the transmission in the file back to 1. At this point, you can start over and do the correct assignments. This somewhat intelligent guessing of correspondence between a transmission file and some number of sample files that it matches with can be defeated by an inconsistent naming scheme for the labels. In this case, the apoferritin sample is labeled as a transmission file with T apoferritin. So when I search the beginning number of characters, there's no match found, because it's looking for a file that starts with T apoferritin. In fact, all of the scattering files are labeled with S, for scattering, I suppose. And so there's no match found. In this case, you have to resort to the copy and paste method of assigning the files and calculating the transmissions. This still works, but if you choose a more logical naming scheme, such as naming them all the same, then this guessing procedure will actually work. You can still leave scattering or transmission in the file label, just don't put it at the beginning.